Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sheila Horace about the Kyota Tour of Homes. So the Kyota Tour of Homes will be on December 3rd, is that correct?
That's right.
All right, what can you tell me about it?
Well, it's more than a tour of homes. We're calling it a holiday market. We're having a big craft vendor fair from 10 until 2. At St. Mary's Hall, which is right by the Catholic Church in town. We've got over 30 participants that are going to be having individual crafts and vendors, and lunch is going to be available. And then from 2:30 until 7, we're having our tour of homes. We have four phenomenal homes this year. There's Lisa and Jean Brenneman, Brian and Shannon Greiner, Robin and Craig Hansen, and Dustin Hoffman and Brett Rillmosier. That'll be from 2:30 until 7. And then from 4:30 until 7:30, there is a big soup supper that is sponsored by the speech department at the Kyota High School. It's a festival of trees. It's beautiful. It's at Lagos Acres. It's beautifully decorated. There's individuals that decorate themed trees, and they have delicious soup and dessert.
Are all the proceeds for that going toward the speech department?
Well, the proceeds from the holiday market, the craft fair, and the tour of homes is the Eagle Advocates, which is an organization at the school that funds various projects for the high school and the elementary school. And then the soup supper, the proceeds from that go to the speech department.
Why do you feel like doing a tour of homes like this and the whole festivities, why do you feel like it's important?
Well, it's important just to start the holiday season off, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, and we will reap some profits, hopefully.
What do you feel like sets Kyota's tour of homes apart from other towns' tour of homes?
Oh, that's tough because everybody's is nice. I think that we have some particularly amazing homes this year. And then the fact that we have a market before and you can do the tour homes and then you can eat supper. So you can spend the whole day in one place.
So is there any cost for any part of the tour of homes event?
Well, the holiday market, there's no charge. The tour of homes is $10. And for the soup supper, it's a free will donation.
All right. So it's also fairly economical then too.
Right. Yes.
All right. If someone was, you know, maybe waffling back and forth and wasn't sure if they wanted to attend the tour of homes, what would you tell them to convince them to give it a try?
Oh my, it's just always fun to see all of the unique and different ways that people decorate their homes and gets ideas for you to do your own.
How many years have you been doing a tour of homes, and is this year any different from previous years?
Well, I think they were doing them for a number of years, another organization at the school, and then there was a couple of years that we didn't have one, and we started them up again last year, and hopefully we'll be doing this on an annual basis.
Is there anything else about the event that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, I think that pretty much covers everything, and we're just going to hope for good weather.
If there is, like, say, heavy snow, is there any sort of contingency plan as far as that's concerned, or will it go on snow or shine?
Well, if there's a blizzard, obviously we'll have to delay it a week, but hopefully that isn't going to happen.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sheila Horace. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.